When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Still living in 2021 and manually taking notes? There is a better way. Start the new year with Otter.ai. Automatically get meeting notes. Otter.ai works for virtual meetings like Zoom, Microsoft Teams, and Google Meet. Sign up on the web for free or download in the app stores. Otter.ai. That's OTTER.ai.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy.
I'm Micheline Malouf.
And I'm Nadia Desi, licensed therapist and host of Getting Better, Stories of Mental Health. Join us for discussions with Megan Trainor, Chris Bosch, Rebel Wilson, and more.
From discussing motherhood to immigrating to general mental health, our guests are awe-inspiring. We all struggle with the same things, so let's talk about it and destigmatize them. Find our new podcast, Getting Better, Stories of Mental Health, on iHeart, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify.
At ADP, we understand the importance of building the right team and offer the data insights to help. Just as importantly, our AI technology helps you pay the team accurately. Grow stronger with ADP, HR, talent, time, and payroll.
Welcome to Money Making Conversation. I am your host, Rashawn McDonald. Each Money Making Conversation talk show is about entrepreneurship and entertainment. I provide consumer and business owner access to celebrity CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. I recognize that we all have different definitions of success. For some, it's a sizable paycheck. Mine is helping people wake up and inspiring them to accomplish their goals and live their very best life. These are my missions, and that's what I'm going to do for you. I want you to listen. I want you to stop tripping over small challenges and prepare to rise above the bigger obstacles that life will present to you. The Money Making Conversations interviews provide relatable information to the listener about career and financial planning, entrepreneurship, motivation, leadership, overcoming the odds, and how to live a balanced life. My next guest, he's on the phone, graduated from Lehigh University with a Bachelor of Arts in Journalism in 2013. That same year, he was drafted 10th overall in the NBA draft as a guard for the Portland Trailblazers. On June 25th, this professional athlete and longtime wine connoisseur launched his own wine label. He is investing his time to learn the ins and outs of operating a wine business. He is on the show today to discuss his new venture and his community work outside of professional sports. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation, my man. I see him on TV all the time. Outside of just dribbling the basketball, that's not really why he's on the show. He's here because what he can do with his mind. Please welcome CJ McCollum.
I appreciate you allowing me to join, man. It's a pleasure to be able to have a conversation.
So right now, where are you based at? Where are you hiding out at, my friend?
Right now, I'm in Oregon. I'm actually getting ready to head to the bubble in Orlando on Thursday. So I'm packing up and kind of getting my life in order.
Now, what exactly when you say the bubble? You know, I'm a guy, I read, I think I know. When they say the bubble in Orlando, and we know that it's roaring down there with COVID-19 in Florida, what exactly does that mean when you say that? Because I know you was part of the executive committee.
Yeah, basically, I'm heading to Orlando. I'm going to be staying in the yacht club. There's three separate hotels for 22 teams, about 350 or 360 players, give or take, including staff. It'll be about, I don't know, 1,100 to 1,200 people on campus, max. And by the bubble, I mean we can't leave. Once we get there, we're subject to testing daily. We'll be tested every night with results coming in the morning. Upon arrival, you basically get tested in your room.
Mm-hmm.
And you have about 24 to 36 hours, and then you receive another test, and you can't leave until you've received two consecutive negative tests. And basically, your only job responsibility is to, you know, conduct yourself in an orderly manner, handle your business, go to practice, perform in your games, and stay out the way, and then try to avoid testing positive for coronavirus while performing at an exceptionally high level,
mm-hmm.
and continuing to speak out on the injustices we're continuing to see in faith as Black members of society. So I think that's been my goal throughout this entire process. That's been the goal of the executive committee and many of my peers, is to figure out how we can continue to play, continue to uplift others while inspiring, but also understanding that we have an important platform that we can utilize to the best of our ability to really, really spread light on some certain injustices that we're facing as a society.
Now, when I was reading the article, it was talking about some names or some slogans will be on your basketball jerseys. Did I misread that?
No, you didn't misread it. The NBA and the NBPA have come to an agreement on allowing us to have a little bit of creativity with the backs of our jerseys. Basically, the NBA agreed upon a list of certain names and or phrases that we can put on our jerseys. So for the first few games, the phrase will stand alone. So it'll be phrase and number.
Mm-hmm.
And after, I don't know, two or three games, it'll be phrase, number, name listed in that order. And mm-hmm. I think it's amazing that we have an opportunity to kind of shine a light on certain things, certain issues that we're facing as a society. And for me personally, I'm excited about it and think this is a step in the right direction for us collectively. Not only will we be able to generate money for many causes and people who are in need, mm-hmm. but we'll be able to have those ongoing conversations that are needed in society today in order to help take strides toward making the world a better place.
Now, I know you went to Lehigh is a private college, a private university, correct?
I think it's considered a private institution.
Mm-hmm. Now, Bachelor of Arts in Journalism. So when we hear the word journalism, I hear a very probing mind. I hear it in your voice, a person who wants to get answers. I hear it in your when you communicate, and you're very analytical. What drove you to journalism in college and get that degree in journalism?
I actually started off in the business school.
Mm-hmm.
My brother has a business management degree. He graduated with honors from Goshen College in Indiana. And my mom was really big on, you know, certain types of majors that can produce certain types of jobs. She
right.
didn't want me to be under the stereotype of professional athletes with majors in journalism. It takes the easy way out, per se, especially when you come from an institution like Lehigh. So
right.
A few weeks in, I basically realized that I wasn't a big fan of the equations. I wasn't a big fan of sitting at a desk for the rest of my life, and I wanted to be more interactive and have conversation. So a long story short, I told her I wanted to switch my major. She asked me what I was going to switch to. I said journalism. She proceeded to ask, what are you going to do with a journalism degree from a university like Lehigh? And I said,
I understand why. You know, she's about the economics. She's about the economics now.
Exactly. She's thinking, my son's going to a prestigious school. He's going to be a business manager of something of some sort, and major in business management. So
right.
I told her that my plan is to first figure out how to portray myself and my words in a certain manner in which people can understand it. And second, I want to be able to tell stories, not just my stories, but the stories of others. And I told her, this will help me really, truly understand people, understand my words and say what I mean and mean what I say. So she made me write or something. And she said, if it was good enough, she would allow me to switch my major. Long story short, it was good enough. I was able to switch my major. I majored in journalism. I minored in mass communication and sociology. And now I have a great way with my words. I know how to articulate in a manner in which it's appropriate for all sides of the fence. I can talk in a barbershop, I can talk in Wall Street, and I can talk with the homies. So
right.
I felt like it was the best of both worlds, and it still allowed me to kind of pursue my passion, because I knew I wasn't built for that life. Although I can thrive in that type of environment, I felt like I enjoyed writing 30-page papers as opposed to studying for equations and exams. And that's kind of where you know, I fell on that tree.
Well, I respect that. My degree is in mathematics. You know, I graduated with a degree in mathematics, and but I didn't start out in mathematics. I started out in civil engineering, and I bounced around till I found myself. And I commend you. At a young age, you was able to look in the mirror and say, that's not what I want to be. That's not what I feel a passion for. And now, but when I hear you talk, CJ, I hear a very worldly voice. What other platforms are you using to just, you know, just express your personality, express your point of view and share it? Are you into podcasts? Are you having radio shows? What are you doing besides social media?
Yeah, I've done all those things. I started off my collegiate career working for Lehigh Sports, an intern for Lehigh Sports, and basically covered all games, all sports and activities. I wrote for the school newspaper, the Brown and White, and I was an executive editor of the Brown and White, the school newspaper. And then once I was drafted to the NBA, I did a daily diary with Sirius XM Radio for a while. So I basically had my own radio show. Mm-hmm. I transitioned that into working for iHeartRadio. And did that for 2 years, and also hosted GMA 107.5, Portland's number one station for hip hop and throwbacks.
So I basically You did that.
I did that. I put together playlists. I interviewed different artists, and I turned that into a podcast.
Right.
I created the Pull Up Podcast with Jordan Schultz, and we basically did 107 episodes, and that was a 2-year agreement that's now up, and now I'm in negotiations for extending my podcast for another 2 years, where we talk about life, sports, mm-hmm. current events, wine, TV shows, books, and so much more.
So I see, am I talking to a young producer here, a young television producer, a young documentarian? What am I talking to, CJ? Because, man, you're special, dude. I'll just throw that compliment out there because it's something that you own, that you wear, that you talk about, that you discuss. Just give us some insight a little bit about you. Or was it your mom that fostered this curiosity and this ability to see things with a third eye? Talk to me about that.
Yeah, I was just always taught to take advantage of your situation. Use the game, don't let the game use you. And I think my mother, she instilled that in me at an early age. Mm-hmm. Basically letting you know that society isn't ever going to be fair to you. You got to make your own path and create your own way.
Wow.
And you have to do it by using all your resources, not just basketball, but use your education. Use everything around you in order to really take advantage of your situation. And if you want to be successful, it's going to come from understanding the principles that she taught me, understanding the principles that come from the Bible, understanding the importance of, you know, two eyes, two ears, one mouth. And as the youngest sibling, I learned a lot from my older brother, who's a professional athlete. He's played abroad for over 11 years and mm-hmm. is a business management major who's, you know, I've idolized him since I was a kid. I've watched my mom work two jobs. I've watched my mom run her own insurance business, work for the state tax department for 15 years, working a total of 32 years. And I was in a position to allow her to retire. Mm. I watched my dad work in a steel mill for 30 years, 115, 120, 130 degrees in some of those cranes, and, you know, doing what he has to do to provide for his family mm-hmm. because his father died at an early age. So I watched all that growing up, understanding that I wanted a better life for everybody, and that in order for that to happen, I had to take advantage of my situation while also utilizing my skills, not just talking, not just listening, but performance. You know, you have a certain skill, a certain athletic ability. You take advantage of it, but you use that athleticism to empower people, use that to reach new networks, and also use that to get an education. So I was able to kind of parlay that into where I am now. But that's just a credit to my surroundings, my mother, my father, my brother. And without them, there is no good version of me.
Now, in 2016, you opened the CJ McCullen Dream Center. Tell us about that.
That's one of the things I'm most proud of in my career, being able to partner with the Boys and Girls Club, mm-hmm. an organization that was so instrumental in my development as a youngster. You know, they played a role in providing me with a safe space. I wanted to do the same thing for the kids here in Oregon, basically talking to them, communicating with them, and getting a better understanding of some of the things they're lacking and some of the resources they may need, and being able to provide that. We started with culturally relevant books because there's so many kids who oftentimes are forced to read books that are written by people that don't look like them and that are about things and people that don't come from places like them. So we wanted to first kind of fix that and then provide them with computers, provide them with certain technology, coding, different things that they may not normally be exposed to, and while providing them with the space to attend and be a part of pre and post school. That was really, really big for us. And I think what I'm most proud of is that we've been able to open up two of them so far. One of them is focused more so on journalism. So they're able to print things. They're able to do green screen. They're able to produce their own podcast. They're able to produce their own music. They're able to produce their own stories while conducting interviews, in what's similar to what you would see at a weather station or a news station.
Right.
So I'm extremely proud of that. And I'd say the icing on the cake is that we've been able to collaborate with a couple coding companies to where the kids are able to receive free coding. They go through the year program. And once they finish, I think two to five students are in position to receive a job that pays up to $70,000 a year with no degree. So I think that's something that I'm extremely proud of, because it teaches kids, you know, from inner cities, kids from underpoverished areas and underserved community areas, how to code. And then it provides them with an opportunity to make a living for not only themselves, but their families.
It's finally here, the season of celebration. And no matter how you celebrate with family and friends, whether you're preparing for Reyes Magos or Karamu, lighting the menorah, or going to midnight mass, Kohl's has just what you need to make those traditions special. Plus, you'll find gifts for all your loved ones. Send warm wishes with cozy fleeces, sweaters, loungewear, blankets, and throws. Support minority-owned or founded brands by giving gifts from Human Nation and Shea Moisture. Or treat them to everyone's favorite activewear from top brands like Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour. And in the spirit of giving, Kohl's Cares is donating $8 million to local nonprofits nationwide committed to the health and well-being of our communities. No matter how you celebrate, when you shop at Kohl's, you're right where you belong. So this season, give with all your heart with great gifts from Kohl's or Kohl's.com.
Whether your event needed one room or an entire conference center, Hopin has revolutionized the way people come together. With Hopin, you can host a fully fledged digital meetup complete with one-on-one meetings, hands-on sessions, and expo booths. And because everything is hosted in a single, easy-to-use platform, it can be as big or small as you want, remain convenient for anyone who wants to attend, and give you access to data you never would have known otherwise. Visit hopin.com to learn more and get started.
Still living in 2021 and manually taking notes? Start the new year with Otter.ai to generate automatic notes for meetings, interviews, or lectures. With Otter.ai, you can search the meeting notes, insert images, playback the audio, and share them with your friends or coworkers. You can capture action items, remember meeting details, and keep everyone informed. Otter.ai works for in-person or virtual meetings like Zoom, Microsoft Teams, and Google Meet. Sign up for free at Otter.ai or download the app for free. Otter.ai, that's OTTER.AI.
Wow, that's hot. Let's go. Let's make a transition to the wine connoisseur. Okay. Now, in your bio, Mr. CJ, they said you are a long time wine connoisseur. I'm just gonna let you know I'm from the hood. Okay. If somebody said they was a long time wine connoisseur, they was called a wino back in the day. I'm just gonna let you know that. I'm sure you're not a wino. So tell us what a wine connoisseur is.
I mean, they use that line, that adjective, to stretch for me, because you know me, I grew up in the hood too. We drink wine growing up, we drank the strong stuff, and still drink the strong stuff, just for the record, just to set the record straight. But I've evolved, my palate has evolved, and I started drinking wine about 8 years ago, 7 years ago-ish, and I've continued to figure out ways to learn more about the grape, to learn more about what Oregon has to offer, and learn more about what the world has to offer. So I'm thankful to have a partnership with Alisyme and be able to bring McCullum Heritage 91 to life, which is a 2018 Pinot Noir that was harvested in Oregon in the Willamette Valley, more specifically the Chehalem Mountains. It's a great Pinot, and I'm just thankful I've been able to learn so much about so many things that I wasn't exposed to as a child. I've been able to diversify. I've been able to educate myself, and I really, really establish so many things outside of basketball that I'm extremely proud of for my legacy.
But you know, that's a short story there about what you just did. But let's slow it down a little bit. Okay, how did you went from enjoying something, tasting it, and then somebody tapping you on the shoulder and say, "Hey, you can not only enjoy what you drink, but you can make this as a business. How did that happen? Besides you being a famous basketball player, I'm sure that helped out a lot. But I'm sure, like you said, you're trying to learn the ins and outs. Walk us through that early stage of somebody telling you about it, and then you believing it had a credible lane of opportunity for you.
Yeah, I'm fortunate to be surrounded by some great people in general, from my agency to my family to my fiance. We have a great circle of people who do things the right way, who are like-minded, but who are also in the business of figuring out how to educate, how to process what you're being educated, and how to really turn that into a profitable business. So mm-hmm. based on, you know, certain conversations that we had, we figured out what I wanted to accomplish, how to go about accomplishing it, and who I should, you know, potentially go into business with. And we found the great partnership with Adel Simon, and their biggest thing is education, sustainability, and those are two key things that I focus my life on.
Right.
I like to educate, and I believe in collaborative learning experiences in which we're making the world a better place. And based on their practices, based on what I was told and what I've been able to see so far, I've been able to learn more about wine, to taste certain wines I never would have been exposed to potentially produce my own wine and be a part of the entire process with a winemaker named Gina, who's been exceptional in educating me and bringing some of the things that I wanted to like. Ashley Combs from Excel has done a tremendous job of helping lift this wine business off the ground for me,
right.
helping me in terms of selecting a PR team, helping me in terms of selecting a wine company, helping me in terms of selecting the proper designers to do the bottling, the proper designers to do the labeling, the proper designers to help me come up with the name in general. So mm-hmm. there was a lot that really went into this process from start to finish, from the original taste a year and a half ago to now. It's crazy how much I've been able to learn, not only about wine, but about myself and about Pinot Noir in general.
Now, a former teammate really helped me, was involved in it as well. Evan Turner, I believe, was instrumental.
E.T. is my guy. Yeah, Evan
Turner. He's in Atlanta, right? He's with the Hawks now, isn't he? Where is he at now?
Yeah, yep. He was with the Hawks, and I think he got bought out and is now currently a free agent. But my fiance introduced me to wine in college. I got drafted by the Portland Trail Blazers. The first Pinot Noir ever tasted was Walter Scott, which is volcanic soil, and it was from Bryant Creek. My current Pinot now that I released is volcanic soil. And one of the grapes that we chose was from
Bryant Creek. I'm going to tell you something, CJ. Your whole personality has changed since we started talking about wine. You know that, right? You're sitting on the edge of your chair right now. You're probably sitting up straight.
Excited.
That means you're passionate about it. You're excited about it, right?
I'm extremely excited, man. And it's crazy because I went to a winery with my fiance when we first got out here. And then you fast forward, and Evan Turner and I went to a winery. And that's when we really dove deep into the learning phase of the barrels, the grapes, how long should it fermentate, how much alcohol should go into it, production, did they stomp the grapes, how do they destem, what's the rotation like on a bubbly versus a red, how do you produce a red, how do you produce a bubbly, should your grapes be southeastern facing or southwestern facing towards the sun. And we went through like this whole thing, and that's when I really wanted to continue to figure out ways to learn more about it, to the point where I educate myself. I read articles, I watch Netflix documentaries on Psalms, and I try to do blind tastings and just explore as much as I can. And I'm thankful and blessed to be in a position where I can venture out and travel and experience wine in so many different regions. I'm really thankful for that.
Now, with that being said, now let's talk about the name. It's Heritage 91, right? That has some significant rights.
Yes, it's McCullum Heritage 91. So I put my name on it because legacy is huge to me. I want my kids to really understand what we've been able to accomplish and how powerful the mind is. Heritage is huge, understanding where you come from, what you come from, and your history. And I also grew up on Heritage Avenue, so that kind of took me back to my childhood. Mm-hmm. The 91 is my birth year, and the flower that's on the bottle is my fiance's favorite flower.
Oh, yeah.
So kind of put everything together in one.
You smooth, CJ. You smooth, buddy.
Hey, man,
Heritage flower. You're romantic, my man. Romantic. Now, you said Netflix. Now, did you see the movie Uncorked on Netflix?
I haven't.
Oh, come on, CJ. Come on, man. You got to see that. You will love that movie, man. I saw it twice. It's outstanding, man. You got to see Uncork. It's it's written and directed, executive produced by my man Prentice Penny, who executive produces Insecure on HBO. Uncork, you got to watch it, man. It's outstanding. If you're a wine connoisseur, you got to watch this. Funny. It's a father-son story. It's a family story, man. It's passionate. It's entertaining. But because you are a wine connoisseur, the language, you will appreciate it. It really is a great movie. It's called Uncork. It's on Netflix. You got to watch it, okay?
Say no more. I'm done. I'm in. Cool. I'm going to do it.
Now, here's my whole thing. My wife, you know, she's a big wine connoisseur herself. You know, I accidentally threw away all her corks one day. I didn't realize how much passion and how much love she had for those little corks she kept in this little boot in our kitchen in our Houston home. One day I just came in, just got tired of looking at the corks and thought I'd just do some manly stuff and discard them. That really had a bad week for me there, CJ. It didn't go good for me that week for your boy. But what I want to know is, how does one get or purchase your wine? Let's go there. Let's start marketing. Let's start selling.
That's an awesome question. Anybody that's interested in purchasing my wine can visit McCullumHeritage91.com. That's McCullum, my last name, Heritage91.com. You can sign up for the newsletter and basically receive updates, learn more about my wine, learn more about wine in general, mm-hmm. when you can purchase. It will be available to be purchased in September. Mm-hmm. It's a limited quantity, only 100 cases. It'll go fast.
It will go
like grandma cheesecake. It's going to go like grandma candy yams at the family reunion. It's going to go like your great grandma cornbread. That's how fast it's going.
I'm a cornbread and buttermilk guy, so you got me there. Now this is going to be in September. It launched, but it's going to be available to be sold in September. Now, I know you've been in the middle of the bubble, right? Games, playing in the NBA during that period, right?
I will be. Hopefully, we're still playing at that point in time and still continuing to chase a championship.
Awesome. So what I'm saying to you is that I got a little following here. I got like almost 1 million social media followers. I got a fan club of 90,000 fan club subscribers. I send a newsletter out twice a month. So I want to support you. I already told you I'm a fan of yours. Not just this interview has only sold me on the CJ brand, because you're a brand to me, my friend. And and if you ever want to talk to me about anything in life, man, if you Google me, you'll see. That's all I do is marketing and brand stuff. And I mentor a lot of people, and you're one of the people I would love to keep in my life, because, man, you've been raised right, man. You talk right. You got your head on your shoulders right. And I know life after basketball is going to be exceptional for you, CJ.
No, I appreciate those words. And offline, I'm going to make sure you got my contact information. I'm going to reach out and definitely take you up on that advice, because I like to be around like-minded, successful people who work hard, do things the right way, and have morals.
Yeah. The only way you're going to stay in touch with me, if you don't watch Uncork, I'm going to kick you to the curb now, because I know you're fronting on me. You know what I'm saying? See, when I recommend people to do something right that they're going to enjoy, it's romantic. You sit down with your girl, you know, she got a flower on the bottle of wine. Y'all just uncork that wine and say, Rashawn said it was worth watching it, baby. Let's go and check it out. And you enjoy it, man. But thank you for calling Money Making Conversation, CJ, man. Really, I just find you talented, man. You're just an exceptional. And Chris Paul, one of my boys, man. And you're in line with that Magic Johnson. That's my boy. You know, I've had Equal Dollar on the show. You know what he's doing with the tech world down there in Silicon Valley, man. You guys are leading the way. And of course, you know, we can't forget what LeBron's doing. But again, there are other people outside of what he's doing that's doing exceptional stuff in the community. And you're a true leader, man. And don't change, okay? Please don't change.
Absolutely. I never will, man. I remember where I come from and where I come from. So that's the key to staying grounded. But I appreciate those kind words, and I'm going to for sure be reaching out and staying in touch.
All right, my man. Thank you, CJ, for calling my show. Again, this is Money Making Conversation. If you want to hear interviews, please go to moneymakingconversation.com. I'm Rashawn McDonald. I'm your host. CJ, my man.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you.
In this season of giving, Kohl's has gifts for all your loved ones.
For those who like to keep it cozy, find fleeces, sweaters, loungewear, blankets, and throws. Or support minority-owned or founded brands by giving gifts from Human Nation and Shea Moisture. And in the spirit of giving, Kohl's Cares is donating $8 million to local nonprofits nationwide. Give with all your heart this season with great gifts from Kohl's or Kohl's.com.
Still living in 2021 and manually taking notes? There is a better way. Start the new year with Otter.ai. Automatically get meeting notes. Otter.ai works for virtual meetings like Zoom, Microsoft Teams, and Google Meet. Sign up on the web for free or download in the app stores. Otter.ai. That's Otter.ai.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.